Well, the death of a radio legend, Rush Limbaugh, has passed away at the age of 70. Good morning, Harley Carnes.
Good morning, Ben. Yeah, this one's, I feel this one personally because I've known Rush for many, many years. Rush had had cancer. He fought it publicly. And when we knew that he had taken a turn in the wrong direction, he had said so more than once in his in some of his you know, comments online. And at the same time, you know, he'd always thank people for their support and their good wishes and that sort of thing. I'll tell you a quick story about Rush, a couple of them. Everybody knows him. He's such a public person. But he was also a very giving person. He would throw a party every so often for everyone who worked with him and for him. He'd charter one of these nighttime yachts, one of these, you know, big ones that do the tours and that sort of thing. And I'm not talking about like a Circle Line tour where you sit and listen to some guy drone on about, you know, important landmarks in the city, but we're talking about the champagne and the caviar and all that stuff. And he'd do it right. You know, he really did. I was the first person that Rush worked with when he came to New York City.
You're kidding me.
Those were back in the... No, I was at ABC. When he first came, he came to WABC, which is a big radio station in New York City, of course. And he did two shows a day. He did a network show in which he only had about 30 stations, and he did the local WCBS show. And I was the one that worked with him. I did the news on his show. Now, that was the first show that he did. He'd do 2 hours with me, and then he'd do 2 hours on the network. And he used to talk all the time, I don't know if I'm ever going to be able to make it. I don't know if these people are going to accept me. Because he came, you know, to New York from California. And he thought, they're not going to like me around here. I said, you just keep doing what you're doing, dude. You're going to be fine. Mm. And he did, you know. And but Rush was, you know, everybody knew he was a star. John McLaughlin, who was a CBS or an ABC executive, recognized this talent that was out there. I forget exactly, someplace in California. I think he was in the capital city. And he said, this guy's going to go far, and I'm going to take him there.
Well,
and
you gave him some encouragement along the way, and he obviously had insecurities, which is not all unique in this business. But what was it about him, Harley? Uh-huh. If you spotted something and others spotted something, what was it about Rush's style that worked?
Passion. You know, I mean, I've long believed that if you're going to be right and do well in this world, you need to do what you're passionate about. And, you know, his political commentary and his feeling for the country and all of that was really his passion. And he focused on that, and he didn't lose focus on that. And even when there were times when he thought, they're not going to like me, he kept doing it. And it was smart, because if you lose passion, you lose conviction. And if you lose conviction, particularly in the radio business, those very intelligent people out there who listen, and they listen with their instinct as well as their intellect, they'll recognize that you lack conviction, that you're just a talking head. And if that becomes the case, you're gone. You're done. It doesn't mean anything what you say.
Well, I'll tell you what, he did all right for himself, from that nervous bloke at WABC in New York to then 600 radio stations across America. They reckon he was worth about $500 million.
And he was one of the most powerful voices in conservative radio, and a real, I think he helped blaze the trail for an awful lot of others who followed since. And at the same time, you know, if conservative leaders in this country wanted to know how well something was going to sell, they did well to, you know, buttonhole Rush for a little while and have a conversation in private.
We're lucky to hear your tribute this morning, Harley, and we'll catch up tomorrow. Thanks so much.
All right. Thanks.
Harley Carnes joining us in the U.S.